Blog Talk Radio.
30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Laser Rosenthal, and this is the Oracle After Party number 2 in partnership with Doc's Daily Locks, and an exciting show. We're going to go over the Miami Dolphins versus Baltimore Ravens money line winner last night, another Oracle winner at plus 340. And right now, I have somebody from Baltimore, Maryland on the line. Marvin, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marvin, thanks for joining us tonight on the After Party for the Oracle. Yet another winner. All right, did you play the Miami Dolphins money line despite being in Baltimore and perhaps a Ravens fan?
Well, I just wanted to say me and my boys, we're probably the biggest Ravens fans there is. We flew to Miami for the game, and as we're tailgating, I get a text from Dr. Locke saying the play of the night is Dolphins money line, and to say my night was ruined would be the least thing I could say.
Yeah. Well, never in doubt. I mean, really just erratic play by Lamar Jackson. Once again, the Dolphins defense coming to life, I mean, out of nowhere over the last 2 weeks. They really haven't given up any points. So Ravens money line, if you took that, Ravens tease, Ravens against the spread, just a dreadful night for the many people who went that way, but not Dr. Locks and not the Oracle. We went ahead and gave you the Dolphins money line. Have you had a chance to look at your text messages to see the college football slate tomorrow?
I have gotten the text, but I haven't looked at them yet. I'm still kind of hype about that Orlando Magic win the other night.
Yeah,
I haven't really gotten a chance to look at everything, but.
Well, congratulations on your Orlando Magic. And even more congratulations on the Miami Football Dolphins. Marvin, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend, and go ahead and let's get that Northwestern play. Look at your text, because the Northwestern Wildcats are a 2.5 unit play at plus 24.5 in Madison, Wisconsin. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, we're going right to another caller. We're here to talk about Miami Baltimore. Who do we have on the line? From the 860. Are you with me? All right, we're going to give him a little bit more time. Kay Johnson on hold. It looks like from the Constitution State of Connecticut. Are you there? We're going to give this caller a couple more seconds to regroup, figure out what's going on. Kay Johnson, are you there? Kay Johnson is gone. And in the meantime, because you didn't really hear that Miami Dolphins radio intro, I'm going to give it to you. Or not. It's just not working. That's what happens sometimes on live radio and TV. All right, so we lost Kay Johnson. Hopefully he calls back in from Connecticut. But a great call. Marvin in Baltimore going against his own Ravens, taking the Miami Dolphins money line, cashing the ticket with the Oracle. All right, we got a caller from the 801. Who do we have calling in, and what is your name?
Hey, this is Jake from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Jake is back. It's Jake from Salt Lake.
I'm back, baby. I told you I'd be back. Listen. This is for all the haters who are doubting the Oracle. The Oracle picks a screaming underdog on Sunday. Not even 4 days later, we got the freaking mother effing Dolphins, dude. Come on.
The dreadful Miami Dolphins. Let's just say that right now. And let me give you a stat, Jake. That's incredible. John Harbaugh is 9-0 against the spread against the Miami Dolphins in his career until last night. until the Oracle found a way to beat him up. Not even close, not even in doubt on the money line. So a big play for you, Jake?
Oh, absolutely. If we put this week's paycheck on that, now we're sitting real nice. Not even a sweat. Not even a sweat, man.
Never in doubt. The Miami defense coming up huge. What do we like tomorrow? What do we like tomorrow, Jake? You see that Northwestern play coming in at plus 24.5 as a 2.5 unit spot?
Yeah, you already know. If the Oracle's telling me to put 2.5 units on it, I'm going to put 2.5 units on it. You got to trust the process.
Trust the process. Don't fear Bucky Badger. I think they're overrated over the last 3 weeks, a sample size against playing terrible offenses. Let's see if Northwestern can do something at plus 24.5. Jake, always a pleasure to chat with you, man.
Listen here. Northwestern's defense is lights out. 24.5 points is way too many points. Way too many. Lay the points.
Final score. Give us a final score prediction.
Let's go with 14-35.
All right, so 35-14 Wisconsin, and that will not cover the number. That only gets you to 21. All right, Jake, I'm going to drop you here.
All right, hey, sounds good. Always a pleasure.
All right, thank you so much. He's not a first time, he's a second time, long time. All right, we have a new caller coming in. Let's take a look. We got a call from the 513. Where are you calling from? What's your name? Caller, are you there? 513. 513 area code. We may have lost him. From the 513, I can hear some noise in the back. All right, may have to drop this caller from the 513 and bring him back. Hopefully he calls back in. 513, Cincinnati, Ohio. Are you there, caller? And he is gone. He is gone. All right. We will continue to wait for more callers. Trying to get that Miami Dolphins theme song to populate. It's just not there. There it is. It's not loud enough. There it is. Where is it?
We're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking to the Super Bowl, because we're the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, plus 330. All right. So the Miami Dolphins, money line, great call from Jake in Salt Lake. Coming up big for the second time. Let's go. All right, we got a caller from the 513. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Are you in Cincinnati, Ohio?
That is correct.
I see that. 513, Skyline Chili. Overrated or underrated?
It's underrated, for sure.
It's underrated. All right. Who do we have? What's your name, buddy?
My name's Steven.
Steven, all right. Steven, we're talking about the Miami Dolphins-Baltimore Ravens game last night. The Oracle gave out Miami Dolphins at plus 330 to take care of business. Did you play that game last night with us?
I did.
All right. How was that? How'd that feel to cash that ticket?
Oh, it felt great going into it. We were sitting around prior to talking about it, and it just felt like Baltimore was going to run them out of the stadium. And when I saw that pick come across, I was like, "Dagged on it! I gotta stick with the Oracle." So I felt really unsure at first, but I'm glad I stuck with it.
Yeah, Baltimore is a team that's really struggled with bad teams. I mean, or teams they should beat up pretty easily. Like the Detroit Lions should not have won that game in the Motor City. The Indianapolis Colts up by, 17 and lose to Baltimore. So Baltimore is a team that is a little dicey with a huge money line, huge point spread. And the Oracle's model just simply worked. I mean, Miami was in a good spot there. Short week, right? So Baltimore coming off a very physical win against Minnesota. The model made sense. It worked. And, Steven, did you have a chance to bet the Orlando Magic money line on Sunday night?
I did not. I actually just signed up yesterday. So my first pick and follow with the Oracle was yesterday the Miami Dolphin money line.
All right, that's still a great start for you. And, of course, check your text messages as we have a 2.5-unit play tomorrow at noon. Bucky Badger is a 24.5-point favorite against Northwestern. We like Northwestern. We like the dog there at plus 24.5. 2.5 units, that's a big play. Go for it, man. Take the Wildcats. They should cover the number based on the Oracle model.
I'm here for it.
All right, man. He's in Big Ten country, Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Bearcats are taking care of business tonight. They may not cover the number. They're not covering the number, folks, down in Tampa. So the Bearcats very much struggling to get into that Final Four, and a 10-point lead is not going to get you there. Are you a Bearcats fan by any chance?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm an honest Bearcat fan. You know, living in Cincinnati, you know, there's a big hype definitely going on right now. But you know, the other week when the standings were released from the committee that they didn't make it into the top four, there was a lot of uproar, you know, just throughout the city. And I side on the side of the committee with that one. I just watching UC week in and week out, you know, being the local team, I just don't think in really this game and in the past 3 weeks, they haven't put their foot on the gas pedal, you know, to show and win the committee over. I mean, they're keeping every game close. Outside of Notre Dame win, it's just hard for me to see them in that top four. If the way it goes, Big Ten, you know, Ohio State winning out or Michigan, I don't see UC sneaking in there.
Yeah, I mean, after the Notre Dame victory in South Bend, Cincinnati has not covered the number one time. Tulsa could have had a chance to win that game. Navy competed really hard. And tonight, down in Tampa, it's just not even close. I mean, you should be beating this South Florida Bulls team very close to the number, and it's just not there. And I don't think Cincinnati should be in the Final Four, as you don't as well. How about the Bengals collapse last Sunday? Are you a Bengals fan?
Yeah, I'm a Bengals fan. Bengals fan for sure. I believe in Joe Burrow.
Okay. You have a quarterback. You have a coach. That's the thing. You have a coach.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals collapsed last week. Momentum's, any sports game, momentum's, that's one of the biggest pieces in turnovers. And right off the bat, throwing a pick six, fumbles, you're just not setting yourself up for any success. So, I mean, I think they got a bye week this week. You know, they kind of regroup. They're still so young. There's a lot of hope, living in Cincinnati for my whole life, this is probably the most promising I've seen with a younger generation coming up, in the NFL, especially the Bengals.
I would agree. There's hope in Cincinnati. Stephen, we appreciate the call. Congratulations on the Miami Dolphins money line win. I'm going to let you go as we move on to the next caller.
Thank you.
All right. We have a caller in the 570. Who do we have on hold here?
It's Cashack.
What's up? You said Capjack. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. So,
all right, Capjack, you're in Pennsylvania. Is that right?
Yeah. So, big game this weekend. We're thinking, what are your thoughts on Penn State versus Michigan this weekend?
Well, that's a big game. That's a big game. The Michigan Wolverines are only favored by a point and a half in. I think it's in State College. Michigan's a
yes,
tricky team.
Yes, it is. We're here live, ready for the game.
You're ready for the game in State College. I mean, my personal lean on that is definitely I like Michigan on the money line. If you got a team that's only favored by a point and a half, go ahead and take the money line at -125. I just trust Michigan a little bit more right now than Penn State. I'm a little leery on Penn State. That Illinois game really scared me. Last week against Maryland just didn't give me enough confidence. This is the best offense I think Penn State's going to face so far this season. I think this offense is better than Ohio State. When I say them, I mean the Michigan Wolverines. So a small lean towards Michigan money line for me, but we are here to talk about primarily the Miami Dolphins and Baltimore Ravens. Did you play that game last night with the Oracle's pick of the Miami Dolphins plus on the money line 340?
Absolutely. It was a great hit. Thank you.
That is a great hit, and we appreciate you continuing to subscribe. Please let all your friends know in the Scranton area, State College, Happy Valley, wherever they are. Get on beerlife.com and subscribe. $49.95 a month. You're cashing tickets left and right. Orlando Magic money line. Air Force Army under. So easy. Miami Dolphins on the money line. Easy. So we appreciate everything you guys are doing. And we're going to another caller, a new caller from the 661. Who do we have on hold? Caller, are you there? 661 area code, Bakersfield, California area.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, who do we have?
We have Shane from Santa Clarita, California.
Shane is from California. All right, Shane, last night, did you play the Miami Dolphins on the money line?
I did not, unfortunately. I wish I
that
did.
That would have been a nice hit.
It was a day yesterday, so I wasn't able to get it in, unfortunately. But
all right, did you play?
Big Notre Dame fan here.
Okay.
Big Notre Dame fan here. I feel like they always have the lines pretty high, but the offense is always a little stagnant for them.
Well, you know, Notre Dame is a team that we've seen just completely go up and down. The Cincinnati game was a disaster, taking care of business against the Tar Heels. That was a nice cover there. So now they travel to Charlottesville, big ABC game. Virginia is not a bad football team. They have a decent defense. Except when they play BYU. Yeah, I mean, I would say this is a tough game. I think that this is a Notre Dame team that is definitely more talented than Virginia. Notre Dame is laying about 6.5 on the road against the Wahoos. My lean on this game is I'd almost go two ways on this game, as crazy as this sounds. I would go UVA plus the points and then put Notre Dame in a money line parlay somehow. I think you want to be on both sides here, as far as my opinion goes. Notre Dame at -225 presents good value. You got to find them a money line parlay to marry them with. But at the same time, I think Virginia plus the points. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a really close game. What do you like in that game?
Thinking Virginia at the points, even though I'm a Notre Dame fan. I mean, I know Notre Dame usually keeps it close. You know, that's what it's been more likely than not this season.
That's what it seems to be. I think Notre Dame will somehow get the victory, but yet I'm going with Virginia plus the points. Listen, we appreciate you calling in, and good luck this weekend. Take the Northwestern Wildcats with our 2.5-unit play coming up at noon tomorrow at Bucky Badger.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have a caller. We have a caller from the 808. Who do we have on the line?
Devontae from Hawaii.
Devontae, you're calling from the islands.
Yeah, you know what? I am not there right now. I'm in Virginia.
You're in Virginia, the state for lovers. So I was getting excited. We had a call from Hawaii, and then you just throw in the state for lovers in Virginia. What part of Virginia are you at?
I'm in Nova over here in Arlington, right outside of D.C.
All right, so Devontae is on the blue line or the yellow line, depending on which you're going to hit when you get on the Metro. All right, so let's talk Miami-Baltimore. You played that game last night.
You know what? I know a lot of people were disappointed in that. And you know, I saw the pick. I saw it. And you know what? I couldn't for the life of me take it.
Yeah.
And then I was watching the game, and it was off to a slow start. And I said, these guys are going to pick it back up. And it never did. And you know what? The only other team, well, besides the win last week, you know, I'm a Patriots fan. So, you know, we lost week one to them. So it really hurts. But now I know. Now I know. I can't fade God.
You got to trust. Yeah, you got to trust the system. You're a subscriber. You're paying for it. And I know it looks ugly. I mean, the Miami Dolphins are a bad football team. The Baltimore Ravens are a great football team. This team, though, for some reason, plays up to their competition. I mean, look what happened when they played the Lions. Look what happened when they played the Colts, where they were down by 17 and pulled off the miracle win. But they don't really cover the number that well against these bad teams. So I really like the play there by the Oracle. A little risky, but, man, did that pay off at plus 330 to 340, depending on where you shop. By any chance, did you play the Orlando Magic money line presented on Sunday?
I believe I did. I played the last really big underdog, and I think that that's what it was.
I came up
really nice on that. I'm looking at my text. Yeah, I did play that one. That one was nice.
Good. Yeah, the Magic at plus 545. That's going to put you in a good spot with your book. Well, listen, Devonte, good chatting with you. Stay warm in Virginia. Good luck this weekend. Northwestern, plus 24.5, 2.5 unit play. Check it out through your text message.
Northwestern, 24.5. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Got it, man. Good luck.
Right, have a good one.
All right. We got another caller from the 973. Is Newark, New Jersey. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, close enough. I'm in Morris County, actually, but Newark is close enough.
Newark is close enough. All right. And what is your name, sir?
My name was Lou. I heard about you're talking about bad teams. You know, bad teams, you know, a good team losing to a bad team, though, I think, you know, really hurts them a lot. Because, you know, like you said, how about with the Jets winning with their two games? I mean, they've lost against some bad teams, but they've won against some good teams. So it does help a little bit. Although you don't expect to play, you know, against Buffalo, I don't see that happening, you know, at all. I think Buffalo, the Bills are going to kill them, unfortunately. It just can't
well,
seem
really
to win.
Just sometimes about
the division. It hurts.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lou, some of these NFL matchups are so critical to take a look at the ins and outs
because.
These bad teams sometimes can match up really well with a good team like the Dallas Cowboys and the Broncos last week. I mean, just there's something there. Yeah. All right. Did you play the Dolphins last night, by the way?
Well, guys. No, that was kind of caught me off guard a bit. But I'll tell you one thing, though. If they would have kept Cooper Rush in last week and sending him back to Dak, I think maybe the Cowboys would have won that game.
Okay, now that's a fair argument.
Or
that
at
is
least
very
would have given a better outing. I mean, it might have still have lost, but it would have been a lot closer in the score.
I don't think it could be any worse. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I think Cooper Rush probably somehow keeps that game a little bit closer. But what's fascinating is when Teddy Bridgewater is an underdog, it's almost unstoppable. The guy is, I think, 80% against spread as an underdog. Teddy Two Gloves simply just gets it done. As especially a huge underdog. I think he's a touchdown or more. Teddy Two Gloves is nearly 90% against the spread. So that was kind of one of those plays where it was sitting right at you. All the trends were there.
Yes.
And the betting public, I don't think, pulled the trigger. And I think that Vegas really, really crushed it with too many people taking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. Better pizza, Jersey or in New York?
Being I'm from Jersey, I'm going to have to go. My hometown in Jersey has the best.
Best pizza in your hometown. All right, that's fair. Sopranos fan, yes or no?
I'm not really, but my dad was.
All right, your dad was a Sopranos fan. Okay, got to ask. You're from Jersey, man. All right, did you play any of our bids last weekend with the Air Force Army under and or the Orlando Magic?
I'm new to the show, so I haven't gotten into that yet.
All right. Well, take a look, check your text messages, and we appreciate you calling in. And we are moving on to another caller. Stay warm in the Garden State. All right, we have another caller, 727. That would be western part of the state
Shabbat
of Florida.
Shabbat shalom, Razor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Who do we have on the line?
They call me the five-unit killer.
What's your real name, though?
No, it's Steve. Big
Steve.
Fan of the Oracle.
That's great, man. Steve from Tampa, is that fair to say?
Yeah, St. Pete. We represent.
St. Pete. All right. Representing St. Pete. I tell you, Steve, big night last night. Did you take the Fins?
Oh, yeah. Took the Fins. Took the Magic.
Took the Magic.
Took Air Force Army under. Took it all.
Oh, that means you're in good shape if you went over to Mons, I would imagine. You'd probably be the man if you drove a little bit further north, Dale Mayberry, and head over to Mons Venus, you probably would be an icon there, huh?
Yeah, and I'd probably get divorced and have to figure out my children and child support and all that. So we'll hang on that right now.
No Mons Venus action for you. Maybe some Burns Steakhouse with your wife.
Yeah, that sounds right. Good. We'll keep it classy.
So you took them all. You won money. We appreciate you continuing to be a subscriber. Listen, this guy's the real deal. The real deal, Holyfield is the Oracle. I've been betting for many, many years, and now that I'm a part of Beer Life Sports, I'm attached to his picks. They're unbelievable. All you got to do is hit you know, 3 out of 7, 3 out of 9, and you're in great shape, and that's what we've already done in the last half, 4 days.
You're
so.
Being humble, because those tennis picks you've made, those are pretty damn good too.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. I'm a tennis guy, and I navigate the tennis scene very well from a handicap perspective. We killed it at Wimbledon. We did okay at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Did very well at the French. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Keep it up.
All right. Shabbat shalom to my friend in Tampa, Florida, as he calls in. We appreciate his time. Let's move on to the next caller. And we do have a caller from the 937. Caller in the 937. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Logan from Ohio.
Logan from Ohio. Is it Logan? Are we a Buckeye fan?
I fucking hate the Buckeyes more than anything.
You? All right. Are we fans of the team from the north at Michigan, or not necessarily?
I'm a Miami Redhawk fan. I graduated from school there, so a big Maction football guy.
All right, Maction, man. I'll tell you, man, Maction is not easy to handicap. Except, you know, I found something interesting. I saw a stat on Barstool's website or Instagram. I think if you took the over in every Maction game Tuesday through Thursday night over the last 10 years, you're hitting at 70%. It's absolutely fascinating.
Oh, it's insane. And then, yeah, this week there were a bunch of overs that hit too. And it,
yeah.
But, The Orlando Magic game was the best roller coaster I've ever been on in my life. That was so exciting. I might need to get a Cole Anthony jersey. We owe that guy a lot. But the Oracle is the best $20 I spend a month, and I was down so big because I don't like live in a legal state, so I have like a credit bookie. I was down so much, and then the Air Force unders just started a huge comeback, and then the Magic was huge. Thank you, Oracle.
That's awesome, man. Your local book is ready to text you saying, where's my money? And then, boom, you put in the Air Force under the Orlando Magic, and there's no collection for him. Do I have that right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, that's...
I was up like 800, but I was down 700 at one point before that, so.
Down seven to plus 8. That's remarkable. And then, of course, last night, you take the Fins on the money line?
100%. And then I threw a lot on the plus 9, too. So that was another
sweated. Never sweated that on the live play. That's beautiful, man.
Not at all.
That's awesome. Logan is from the U, Ohio. The U, Ohio, known as Miami of Ohio. Congratulations on all three of those victories. You're in the Midwest. Our big play tomorrow right now is a 2.5 unit play at noon. The Northwestern Wildcats catching 24.5 at Bucky Badger. 2.5 units, man. Let's put some money on that. And I think you may want to wait. Maybe it goes up a little bit. So let's put that play in the morning tomorrow. Not quite yet. Let's cash some more tickets this weekend. All right, buddy.
Oh, I'm super excited for that game. Oh, yeah. We're covering tomorrow. 100%.
We're covering. Northwestern Wildcats, right. Pat Fitzgerald, they're going to take care of business. They're going to lose by 20, and that's cash. That's cash, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's cash.
No sweat. We're going to have another one.
All right, man. You have a good night, Logan. Stay warm up in the Buckeye State. Hey.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. You have a good one, too.
Thank you. All right. Great call so far. Play a little Miami Dolphins for you. All right. We got a caller from the 229. What is your name, buddy?
Hey, this is Finley. I just want to say I ride with the Oracle. You guys are awesome. I'm here for it. I just signed up 2 days ago, but I've taken everything so far. I'm here for this Sunday. I can't wait.
Stay with it. Did you take those Dolphins last night?
Yes, sir, I did. 15 to win 40-something. I'll take it. You guys are awesome. I'm going to amp it up a little bit. Here we go.
That's it, man. Amp it up a little more. Northwestern plus 24.5 tomorrow at Wisconsin. That's a 2.5 unit play. I want a little more on there. I want more than 15 bucks. I want that to be at least 50. Let's hammer it tomorrow. Right, buddy?
50? Okay, I've got Northwestern, but I'm about to double it down. I've got all the straight bets. My problem was with tonight, I took the two NCAA bets as a parlay. That's where I fucked up. No parlays.
Yeah, you can't parlay, and I think that's a big, you know, that's one thing that we got to learn. Obviously, we lost that Cincinnati under, but as you can tell, as this game matriculates down in Boise, Idaho, the under looks pretty good there. So when you start parlaying some stuff, it gets a little tricky. There's nothing wrong with going even money, but when you parlay and lose them both or lose one, all you got to do is lose one, things get a little dicey. So especially on those big unit plays, let's not parlay the play them. Okay?
Just send them straight bets when you guys send a sheet like that, right?
Just play them straight. Play them straight. Don't parlay, because I'll tell you what, we can win our five-unit play, hit that, and then we go even money on one-unit plays, and you start parlaying them all together. All the five-unit action that you just hit, it's all gone. You know, it doesn't work like that. Parlays are fun. You know, you can bet them small, like maybe bet them a half a unit just to have fun. You want to hit the half a unit that pays 7 units, but stick to straight if you're going to play where your real money's at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it. All right, you guys keep it up. This is awesome. I'm here for it. I'm riding.
We appreciate you subscribing. We appreciate it, man. You have a good night.
Awesome. You too. See ya.
All right, it is time to sign off. This is Richard Rosenthal. I want to thank all the callers and subscribers. This is yet another Oracle After Party with the Miami Dolphins Moneyline win. Of course, this is presented by Beer Live Sports in partnership with Doc's Daily Locks. Let's cash these Oracle plays over the weekend. There's so many coming tomorrow, and there's so many coming Sunday. Join us. Follow us at beerlife.com.